So we are going to skip the interim section of Kuf Chaf Gimel. Has to do with all sorts of different wines or bad wines or not such great wines or things that come from wines. So I figured we would skip to towards the end. There is a sugya here which has relevance to other sections that we've covered in the past, as well as we'll see to Hilchos Shabbos as well. So the Ran writes as follows, Kosova Ran, just in the Beis Yosef, this section, a little Chafav, is not quoted at all in the Torah. So the Beis Yosef adds in at the end, a tshuva from the Ran, Al Dvash Shel Yishma'ilim, Arabian honey. Right? Yecholni Lilmur, right? So what we skipped all the other stuff, why are we learning specifically about Arabian honey? So he says, Yecholni Lilmur Alav Zchus, so I want to be Malamit Zchus on those that use it. Why? Because by the Yishma'ilim, their wine is only prohibited by shtia, for drinking. Why? So this goes back to the very beginning of this siman, right, where the Rama is really the one who quotes the idea that if you don't, the Beis Yosef quotes it, and Shulchan Aruch doesn't really pass in this way, but the Rama does pass in this way. If it's a group that you don't have to be choshish that they're doing any avodah zarah, right, so then you don't have to worry, then their wine is only prohibited not because of Yayin Nesach, not because you think they may have offered it, but rather only because of chasnas, because of some kind of a concern about intermarriage. So Christianity is a question, right, whether that's considered avodah zarah or not, but Islam is for... Islam is for sure not an issue. So here they're asking a question specifically with honey, but it is honey that is made from wine. Okay, the question about whether Islam uses, whether they drink or don't drink, that's immaterial here. There is a discussion about their wine that got turned into honey. So, So he says specifically that it's only prohibited for drinking and not for hana, meaning their wine. The wine that Yishma'ili would touch would only be a problem for drinking and wouldn't be a problem to get benefit from. Why? Because they don't violate a Avodazar. You don't have to worry that they may have poured the wine. So the only problem is because of intermarriage. And because the concern is only because of their daughters. All that eat it, or kosha ochel that would eat it in a way that there is no issue of chasnus, perhaps efshar shehu mutter. So then it would be mutter. So if you could eat it in a non-chasnus fashion, so then it would be okay. Vahadvash, so specifically with regards to honey is not a chasnus issue. The lo gar miyayin uvashal, because wine is no worse, or honey is no worse or better than yayin uvashal. Right, then cooked wine. I mean, no worse with regards to halacha, and no better with regards to its usefulness than cooked wine. Right, the least bemishim chasus. I mean, no, there's no concern of chasus when it comes to cooked wine. So therefore, we'll compare it to that, as we learned in Ein Omdin. The im tomar haru, and if you period. Okay, so that's his line number one. He says so we shouldn't have to worry with regards to this honey. So with honey of anything having to do with Yishma'ilim, the only concern would be eating it. And he says, and if you eat it in a non-chasnus fashion, it should be okay. Right? So just as wine, if you have it in a cooked fashion, it would be permissible. So too honey, because it's a changed wine or an unusual thing, right? Or not eaten in a special way, so if you don't have to worry about the intermarriage thing. And if, period. Okay, so that's step one. And he says, V'im Tomer brings a proof, Harei Keshahaya Tchilaso Yayin Nesar V'hichi Paki Surah. He says, well, wait a second. He says, if it started off as wine, that became prohibited, right? So last week we learned about vinegar, right? So vinegar, the issue was that if they had it as usher wine, and then it turned to vinegar, right? The Gemara itself asks, what, just because it turned to vinegar, the isser all of a sudden disappeared, right? So that's his question. And he answers in a way that I'm still not sure what his answer is, but he says, how did the isser go away? Mishum debashla bo verecha dugmasa dugmasa. Because of the way it was cooked, because it was changed. Bovarech dugmasa. So it lost its thing. I don't know, it lost its...
Come and I'll show you.
And I'll show you an example of it. Begdolmi menu damrima perakaniskar, as we learned in that parak that I mentioned before, that Rav Papa mafki lay above tenusa vishasi. That Rav Papa used to go to the doorway of the of the bar and would drink beer. And it also discusses that different Amora would have the beer delivered to his house. And he would drink it in a manner that that wasn't a related to chasas. The problem is that those Gemaras, I don't think, are talking about wine. Those Gemaras are talking about beer, right? And it says, well, and it's talking about a different issue of going to the bars, right? Of being in the drinking houses with the non-Jews. So all of a sudden, he seems to change it to, well, because they're doing it in a fashion that doesn't have to do with chasas, you don't have to worry about it. But I don't really see how it answers the question. But okay, the Ran seems to accept that. Or maybe what it means is because the plan with that wine was always to turn it into this, meaning it's supposed to vinegar is wine, and if the wine doesn't get drunk as wine, so then it turns to vinegar. So then you have a problem because it was aser. But this the whole plan was to turn it into that. So therefore, maybe I don't have to have that concern. Maybe that's what he's suggesting. I'm not sure. But anyways, Alma, Mashinesar Mishum Chasnus, Lo B'chol Inyanes. So that which is prohibited because of Chasnus is not completely prohibited. V'akol Lefi Mashe Chasnuso Karv. Only things that would actually lead to Chasnus. Period. Okay. So far, so good. Then he says, V'alzes Mach HaRa'ah. And this is what the Ra'ah relies on. B'goy Shebishol L'chola B'Shabbos. When he says that a guy who cooks for a chola on Shabbos, Shemutr Liberia B'motzei Shabbos. It would be permitted for his healthy brother or his healthy wife to drink it Motzei Shabbos. Right? He's Shabbos. You have a chola she'ein bo sakana even. He needs to have his, I don't know, cooked. He needs to have his eggs. Okay, he needs to have his eggs on Shabbos. And I heard a shayla like this recently. Okay, so he needs to have his eggs on Shabbos, and therefore he needs to have it cooked by the, but what can he do? He's going to, a Jew can't cook it, he's going to have a non-Jew cook it. So a non-Jew will solve the Shabbos problem, but now all of a sudden you're going to have a bishlakum problem. So the Ra'ah says, well, because the non-Jew is cooking it for you, and it's clear the reason the non-Jew is cooking it is not because he wants to marry you, but because you have no way of cooking it otherwise, so therefore the Ra'ah says that it's okay. And not only that, but it's not subject to the prohibition of Bishul Akum, and therefore anybody else would be allowed to eat it also. They're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos because there's an issue that anything cooked on Shabbos is prohibited on Shabbos, so even if it was cooked permissibly, you have to wait till after Shabbos. So you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos, but as soon as Shabbos is over, there's no issue with Bishul Akum when it comes to that food. Right? So that's similar to this. Right, because it's not chasnus related, just as by this wine is not going to lead to an intermarriage because you're turning it into honey, so too this food is not going to lead to an intermarriage because it's clear the only reason you're cooking it is because it's Shabbos, not because you want to have closeness. Period. So, Mishum Chasnus. Okay, so the only problem is, the only problem with that is that that's the Ra'ah. So we might recall from our Bishul Akum, when we learned Bishul Akum, there is an ongoing debate between the Rashba and the Ra'ah, right? That appears, I think, that Sefer Torah Sabayis. The Torah Sabayis has the middle part is written by the Rashba. Then there is the Bedek Habayis, which is the Ra'ah fixing it, right? And then you have the Rashba defending himself, right? That's that Sefer Mishma, Torah Sabayis. Bedek Habayis is the Ra'ah, right? The fixing of the house. Then you have the Rashba, who writes the Mishmeres Habayis, the guarding the house, right? That's the back and forth. So the Ra'ah is the one who is always the one who says that, well, when it comes to Bishul Akum, if it's not subject to intermarriage, then you don't have to worry about it, right? Which leads to a whole bunch of leniencies, right? So that's where the Ra'ah is the one who says that you don't have to worry about blios, right? That's the biggest thing, that if whatever's in the pan, right, okay, you don't have to worry about it because that's not going to lead to chasas. While the Rashba says, no, it's aser. Once it's aser, it's aser. So we don't paskin like this Ra'ah, right? The Ra'ah says, oh, based on this, so therefore it's going to be permitted. So the Ran picks up on, the Ran says, so that's the connection between this Ra'ah and our sugya over here. And what else does the Ran say? V'afani omer, and even I say she'efshar ladun lalacha shadvash mutar she'ein alav toras yayin. Right, that I could also say that the wine, that the honey is permitted because there's no, it's not wine she'ein alav toras yayin. It's not called wine. Umidchilas drichaso lekach nischavnu, and that was the kavana from the beginning of the the pounding of it when they, you know, when they, that scene from I Love Lucy, right? When they, their famous, whatever, crushing grape scene, right? So from the time that it was pounded already, that's what they had the kavana for. He says, Aval lemaisa, but the Ran says, but the Ran concludes and says, Aval lemaisa, ani osir, I have to say it's osir. Why? Lefi sharisi, ksas gedol, chokal haram. As I see, there's a few people that disagree with the Ra, namely the Rashba. Varab balatrumos michalam, and the balatrumos is included in them. Lefichach roi lino isir bidvash, uporitz ged yishkun nachash. Therefore, one shouldn't drink, have this honey, and one who breaks down this fence will be bitten by a snake. Which is a, appears in the Gemara already, that people violate the Durban get snake bitten. Okay, so what is the conclusion of this, right? So based on, what does the Ran say about honey? What's the conclusion that the Ran says about this Egyptian honey? He says it's usher, right? He said,
you can't eat it.
At the end of the day, he says you're not allowed to eat it, right?
Right, but you can't get hanah.
Yeah, okay, right. So hanah was never even a question, but okay. he wanted this push from the Ra'ah is that it should even be mutter for eating. Right, he says the Ra'ah who says that it's mutter, who says that this stuff is mutter to eat because there's no concern of chasnus, so therefore you're allowed to drink it. It's not drunk in a chasnus related fashion. Therefore, it's like mavushal wine, and therefore it should be okay to be drunk. And just like this is okay to be drunk, so too a non-Jew who cooked for a Jew on Shabbos is also going to be okay to be eaten because it's not subject to was not subject to bishul akmos, so it's cooked for them on Shabbos. Right, that seems to be
Because I'm getting mixed up on the logic of Yayin Mavushal, that means Yayin Mavushal is okay for Guri because it knocks out the chasnus.
Right. Right. Our wine, that's Mavushal, right? So you don't have to worry about chasnus for one of and, a few possible
and
reasons.
Yayin Nisach were not, what's the status of that?
Yayin Nesach would be the. That's a problem.
It's still a problem.
Right. Well, Yayin Nesach for sure. Stam Yinam is what we're, right? We're not sure what if they used it for Avodah Zarah or not, right? So we're going to call that, right? That's problematic. And even if it gets turned into honey, it's still going to be problematic. The Ran says, the Ra'ah would say that it's okay, but I think that it's, I'm going to be Machmoran and be strict on it. Right? So the Beis Yosef quotes this Chuvus of the Ran. The tshuva of the Ran at the end of the day is machmir on the honey, and that's the way we pask it in Shulchan Aruch. So take a look in the Shulchan Aruch at the very end of Simen Kuf Chaf Gimel. So at the very end of Simen Kuf Chaf Gimel says Sif Chaf Vav, says four words, Dvarim Shel Yishma'ilim Aser. Right? Dvash of Yishma'ilim, Arabian honey, is going to be Aser. Right?
Dvash
Shel Yishma'ilim Aser. There's the Nun and the Nun Aleph, those are sending you to notes in the Shach.
Okay.
Right? So Aser. Okay, why is it aser? Because it's you know it's wine and lo plug, right? The wine is prohibited to be had, even though it's not chasnus related, right? The Ra'ah says that it's if it's not chasnus related, it's going to be okay. Well, that's the Ra'ah, but we don't paskin that way, right? The problem is that we seem to paskin that way. Because if we go back to the very end of Simen Kuf Yud Dalid, so you can look in the Shulchan Aruch at the very end of Kuf Yud Dalid. So Kuf Yud Dalet, as we learned already, is the laws of Bishul Akum. And the very end of Kuf Yud Dalet, There it is.
Rashba?
No, wait a second. Wait a second. Oh, I'm looking the wrong guy. Yeah, I'm sorry. The very end of Kuf Yud Gimel. At the very end of Kuf Yud Gimel. Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Tes Zayin. So, the Mechaber talks about the Kalim. Right, which he is machmeran, sheish remishim bishul achum, tzvichim hechsher. You need to machsher them. Some say that it doesn't. That's the ra'ah. And even those that require hechsher, if it's a kli cheres, then he'd give you a leniency. Okay, says the Ramah. Ovei kolchav mishabashu l'chol b'shabbos mutter l'motzei Shabbos. right? A non-Jew who cooks for a chol on Shabbos, you're allowed to have it on Motzi Shabbos. Afilu liberia, even for somebody that's healthy. Ve'im bo mishum bishalakum, the chol kai gavna hakeri ika. You don't have to worry about bishalakum because it's clear that, that there's a hacker, right? It's clear that you're having it not because you're not because you want to be close with this non-Jew, but because you're sick, or he cooked it for you because someone was sick, and therefore it's permitted for you to cook, and therefore the food is going to be okay. So this is the big question. So we go back to our page where we are. So the Shach and Taz are both concerned about this. Why is it that the honey of the Yishma'elim is going to be prohibited, but yet the Shabbos food that's cooked by the non-Jew is going to be permitted, right? That's either we say we're concerned for chasnas or we're not concerned for chasnas, right? That is the question on the floor. So the Taz, okay? So the Taz in Yud Ches. So the Taz in Yud Ches says as follows, right? The Dvash of Yishma'elim. What's the story? They're perishu tchilasu yayin gamur ba'achar kach mavashin lasu imini b'samim, right? What is this stuff? It's first was wine, then you put in all these spices until it's made into ad ki nase dvash ve'ilu ba'obikul chavim achar hayez asur gamur. If it was another naju, it would be completely prohibited. Kivin shechokal haya yayin gamur, once it was wine. Ela kivin shishma'ilim lav odei avosul chavim ehim kashar avodikul chavim koshukasa vator. Right, but because the Yishma'elim aren't considered full of Avodah Zaranix, right? Vafil b'yayim gamar ein iser rak b'shtia, even full wine would only be a problem of drinking. Vein kan iser elam chasnos, there's no chasnos issue. Alze don haran the esher de ein bo mishum chasnos kamo b'yayim avushal. Therefore, you don't have to worry about chasnos like yayim avushal of Yisrael. Shemot elishos, shemot chavim v'chasav, and he adds in the la b'chol inyan neser chasnos. He says, but right, they don't have an issue of chasos here, and therefore that's why the ra'ah was makel by Ovid Chamish Shabbish Lachol B'Shabbos B'Mutul Liberia Kamishu Chasav Ella the Yesh Lesser Lemaisa. But he says to aser it Kiven Sheb Sefer Atshumus for Harbig Dolim Chol Kmal Ra'ah. Right, so that quoted that. That's pretty much that the Ran that we quoted so far. And he says Kol Zeb Beis Yosef, and all of that is in the Beis Yosef. Umizeh, and now the Taz comes in and says Umizeh Ani Tir Ma'od Al Ramah. Right, shepsak sof para kuf yud gimel kara. Right, the Rama over there paskins like the Ra, even though the Ran seems to reject it. Right, bebishal obikul chavim lachola v'rehu chad dina im dvash. It seems to be the same halacha with the honey. The kan of here, the kevin the kan aser hachanami aser hasam. And just as here it should be aser, so it should be aser there also. Right, liberia b'motzi Shabbos. Look what I wrote there. What did he write right there? He wrote there that he thinks it's usher, right? He wrote there that he thinks the Rama got it wrong, and the food should be prohibited Motzi Shabbos as well. So that is the Taz. So comes the. So if you look in the Taz where we started reading his question, right, where it says Umizeh, so I think by you also there, by me there, I have a half moon and a star, right, kind of like the Chinese flag or something, right? There's a half moon and a star, or brackets and a star, right? So that sends you to the Nekudas HaKesef. So do you see the Nekudas HaKesef? Right. So Nekudas HaKesef was written by, you know. The Shach. It was written by the Shach. The Shach wrote the commentary of the Shach, and then he also wrote in the Nekudas HaKesef specifically to respond. To the questions of the Taz. So I don't know how it worked in terms of printing, but if you look, take a look at the Nekudas HaKesef, he says Umizet Tama Od Al Rama Raish Pasak Besof Sim Kuf Yud Gimel.
There's a lot here.
Oh, so the last one in the Simen.
Umizeh,
right
down here.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so he says, Umizeh, ani tamma ma'od al ramash, pasak asosim kuf yud gimel, lo kashamidi. Right, so he quotes that question of the Taz. He says, it's not a question. Why? What does it say by you? Dalet tes samach? Does it say the word?
Yes. Samach.
Dalet tes samach.
It doesn't say the word.
So what does dalet tes samach stand for? The Ba'atos Sofer Hu. It's a misprint. Right? It's a misprint. Right? Ba'ataka Zu Shel Tshuvas Haran. In the printing of the Tshuvas Haran that the Beis Yosef quotes. Ba'ayin Ba'tshuvas Haran Ba'atzmo. And if you look in the Tshuvas Haran itself, Yir Da Adarab. B'din Shel Ra'ab B'bishol L'chola Kulei Alma Modim. He says, and he says it's the opposite, that when it comes to the cooking of for the chola, everybody agrees to that. And it's only this that they disagree on. He says, take a look what I wrote in the Shach. So we can look back in the Shach, itself, and he actually says what this Tos Sofer is. So just like the Taz, he spends the first half of the Shach quoting the Tshuvas of the Ran, so we don't have to read that again. And he says right in the middle. I don't know how. For me, my shach is 10 lines long, and this is 5 lines in. Right? It's right in the middle.
Can you give us?
He says v'chin ha'tiku darchei Moshe dalid men lekaman self simin kuflam dalid shach nun the shach simin nun sif nun. No, in the shach. What do you do?
Why
the Shach?
Kuf Chav
Dalet
Aleph
Beis.
I don't have
notes. No. The last one of Kuf Yud Gimel.
Ah, that one.
Kuf Chav Gimel. Yeah. So at the very the last Shach and Kuf Chav Gimel, right? So right in the middle. Right in the middle, it says V'chin Hatiku Darkei Moshe Lekaman Tosim Kuf Lamedalad V'Lefize Hayakasha Amai. Pasuk. You got it?
Yeah.
The first wide line.
No. The last narrow line.
Last narrow line. Right.
Okay.
Look at his finger. Okay. So, V'hayakasha, my pasuk harav, le'el, sosim kufid gembo, v'kul chavim shabishol, the mutter, right? Why, if the dvash is prohibited, why does he say that the cooking is mutter? It says, aval be'emes tos hu beveis yosef hu bedarkei Moshe. It's really a mistake in the way, right, the Tshuvas Haran, right? In the way that the Ran is quoted by the Beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe. Now, full disclosure, I should have looked up the Ran. My internet was down the whole day, and I don't have a copy of the Tshuvas Haran at home. But the... I don't have a print copy of the Tshuvas Haran. But the Tshuvas Haran Isa Od... Yosef pulled the plug at some point. Isa Od, Hitir Hara'a Ba'ovi Kulchavim. Right, so it has over there that the Ra'a was matir by Oved Kochavim Shabishul La'atzmo Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos. That the Ra'a matir by an Oved Kochavim to cook for himself, whether on Chol or on Shabbos. Dvarim Hamutarim Hakelim Lihishtamish Behem. Right, that the non-Jew cooked for himself, this is what the Ran actually says, on whether on Chol or Shabbos, things that are mutter, the Kelim Lihishtamish Behem, right, Dvarim Hamutarim Hakim Lishtashim. You're allowed to then use the kalim that he used. The lake of Baha Mishum Chasnos. Because you don't have to worry about Chasnos anymore. Aval Maisa Ni Osu Lefi V'chule. What did he? We just missed it. So I think what he is referring to, and again, if I actually see the Tshuvas Haran inside, that would be helpful. But I think what he is referring to here is that the Ra'a, what is the part that the Ran doesn't hold like? Right, the Ra'ah has a few parts. The Ra'ah A permits this food to be eaten Motzei Shabbos by anybody, and the Ra'ah also permits the blios, right, these pots to be okay. So the Ra'ah agrees with half of that. The Ra'ah would agree, or the Ra'ah would agree with the part about the Shabbos food. He just disagrees with the part about the blios. So therefore, in the actual Tshuvas Haran, where both of those parts are listed, so he says, yeah, the Shabbos part is one thing, but the Blios is the other thing, and we don't pass on like the Blios part, and therefore I'm going to prohibit this Dvash. I'm going to prohibit this honey as well. But if you would actually look at the Ran, but in the way the Ran is presented to us, the only part in there is the part about the Shabbos food, and therefore it appears like the Ran is saying that nobody holds like the Shabbos food. He says, ain't so. People do agree with the Shabbos food chiddush, right? People are okay with the Shabbos food chiddush. They just don't like his blios chiddush, and the dvash is going to be compared to the blios chiddush, right? Why? What would be the distinction between the two? Why would he say that? Well, I'll accept his chiddush that there is no chasas with regards to the Shabbos food, but I'm not going to accept his food that there's no issur with regards to the blios. And perhaps the answer is that the Shabbos food is mutter. The Shabbos food is never asur, is what it seems to me. The Shabbos food was never aser. The Shabbos food was, as soon as he cooked it, he was cooking it for a Jew, and it was mutter to be eaten by a Jew right away. Now, it might not have been aser to other people to be eaten right away, but it's only because it was Shabbos, not because it was Bishul Akum. So it never was called Bishul Akum, right? As opposed to the Blios is called Bishul Akum, it goes into the pots, and therefore it's going to be okay. So too, the wine is called Stam Yinam, and then it gets turned into honey, and then becomes okay. Or maybe it doesn't become okay, right? The Ra'ah would say it becomes okay, but we don't paskin it becomes okay, right? So therefore, the wine is comparable to the blios. We paskin both are aser. The Ramah paskins both are aser. The Shabbos food, he thinks, is a little bit better, and therefore the Shabbos food is going to be mutter after Shabbos is over. That is the that seems to be.
So
the
there issue. Was a point at which it was us. The blios were aser.
Right.
There was a point at which this. It's not really honey, but. The honey was aser.
Right.
It's actually just sweetened wine.
Okay, fine.
Well, honey is from peas.
Right.
You don't make honey from wine.
In the Bible, honey is from peas.
That's true. Right. I was wondering about that. That might be that kind of honey or something.
But still, from wine. It doesn't come from wine. But what?
The Egyptians made it come from wine. I don't know.
Well, when you made beer, I don't know, beer from peas.
Okay, so just one quick ka'ara is so at the end of the day, what do we have? We have a machlokas between the shach and the taz, right? What's the story with the Shabbos food? The Ramah is matir. The taz says that it's aser. The Shabbos food after Shabbos is going to be aser, and the shach thinks that no, the Shabbos food is actually going to be mutter. So how do we pass on the ma'isa between the machlokas shach and taz? So generally, we pass on like a shach over the taz. The Rav has a folklore story about this, that the taz was older than the shach, and the shach went to present himself to the taz to try to get Haskamah to his work, and the taz kicked him out or something. and because the taz was mean to the shach, so therefore we pass on like the shach. There's some kind of story that's on the line out there. But in regards to this machlokas shach and taz, so that seems to, that apparently is a stira in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shin Chaf Ches. You don't have that in the copies, but you'll trust me on this. In Shin Chaf Ches Sif, Shin Samach Gimel, yeah. So what does it say there? So it says Cholish Einbo Sakana Mutter Bishule Einam Yehudim. It's in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, the line is a Cholish Einbo Sakana is permitted to have Bishul Akum. Mishnah Berurah then throws in V'Afalgav the Shari Suri Derabanan Aser LeCholish Einbo Sakana. Even though other Isur Derabanan are prohibited for Cholish Einbo Sakana Lechov Lishos Kedisa Biyurdei Asimen Kufnun Hey. Shiny Bishul in a Yehudi she'ini suri machmas atzo. Bishul akum is not as bad because, as opposed to other foods, the food itself is prohibited, and here the food is mutter. It was just made in a prohibited way, so this isn't considered as bad. Then he adds it v'gam hachol mevarach alav peterik achil. So to a chol would make a bracha on this food. U'mashen nisher l'motzi Shabbos aser afil v'chola atzmo. This is what's left over after Shabbos is prohibited even for the sick guy. Right, because he doesn't need that food anymore. Let him get the Bishul Yisrael after Shabbos is over, and therefore, Kevin Efshel Levashel Lo Az Al Yidei Yisrael. At that point, he could get fed by the Jew. How does he quote here? Hachronim v'chein mavur b'Rashba. This is actually in the Rashba. I don't think it's explicitly in the Rashba. Okay, so that is Mishnah Berurah 1. However, in Mishnah Berurah, so that's in Shin Chav Ches. Shin Chav Ches is the has to do with sick people on Shabbos. Right, Din Chol B'Shabbos is Shin Chav Ches. 10 Sifim earlier, Shin Yud Ches are the laws, we learned this together, are the laws of Bishul B'Shabbos. The very beginning of Bishul B'Shabbos, the first Sif in Bishul B'Shabbos talks about the halachos of what happens if things were cooked on Shabbos that weren't supposed to be. And in the Mishnah Berurah over there, Shin Yud Ches Sif, what, Yud Beis or so? Levashel lechola asul leberi ashochi b'shabbos lechola bein shachal meekmo shachal yom mutar hevi lech umimenu chai levashel lechola asur leberia o lechola she'in bo sakana. Okay, that he says that if you actually cooked for a Jew sounds like cooked for a chola, that would be prohibited for somebody who is healthy, or for a chol that is ein bo sakana, meaning only the sick guy would be able to have that. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds in though that he says aser b'Shabbos aval motzi There it is. It's if you dalit. It's if you dalit. It's according to the Rambam. Afilu bishal al yedei inu Yehudi aser b'Shabbos. The Rambam says that even if a non-Jew cooks for the Jew, it's going to be prohibited on Shabbos. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, "Liberi lehenes v'menu," for a healthy person to eat it. Aval b'motzi Shabbos mutter miyad. Right, but Shabbos is over, it's permitted. Why? The time of the kevan that inu Yehudi bishal behet, because the non-Jew cooked in a permissible way. Lo by lahamtin b'chteisha yasu v'gam lo galzu b'zem yishum bishal inu Yehudi. And therefore, you don't have to worry about bishal akum. So the Mishnah Berurah explicitly, I don't think there is a way to resolve it other than to say it's written by different people, which is very possible, right? So but the Mishnah Berurah seems to have a pretty explicit stira within the way that he paskins this din.
So this goy that's cooking on Shabbos, who's lighting the flame for him?
What do you mean? Huh? He is. That's the problem. Right, if it was just lighting from a Jewish pilot, then it wouldn't be Bishul Akum anyways.
But, so it's Bishul Akum then. And therefore, he shouldn't be allowed to eat it after.
He should or shouldn't?
Should not.
Who should not? No, that's the question. But he cooked it in a permissible way. I mean, he cooked it for a Jew in a permissible way, so that's why the Rambam wants to be mekel.
But I guess that's what I'm getting hung up on. In the permissible way means he did not. How do you cook it in a permissible way on Shabbos? That's
right. A non-Jew cooked it for a Jew. That was allowed. The only question is the Bishul Akum problem. Uh-huh. Right? So we're saying because that's what the Mishnah Berurah said. Because it's the Isser Mishnah Berurah is what gave the svar for why it should be mutter. Because it's not a prohibition in the Chefza, it's a prohibition in the way that it was done. So if it was done for a permissible way, so it never had a Shas Isser, and therefore even the Rashba might be Mekel on that. Okay, I guess I'll stop here. I might actually be able to make Marv.